in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Got a package.
Wait, I know how
to
go for Christmas.
What you want?
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
What up, what up?
It's another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show Podcast. It's your boy, Be Easy.
It's your girl, Corey.
It's your boy, Al.
And then Krimma Ka.
Merry Krimma.
Merry Krimma.
Krimma Ka.
Happy Krimma.
L'chaim.
Merry New Year.
I was just about to say that. Merry New Year. Mm-hmm. Happy New Year.
They don't know what that's from. They don't know.
They will by the end of this episode.
They will.
These niggas. Well, this is our list episode, and we're doing this again. Our favorite Christmas movies.
Yep, yep.
But before we get into that, we got an email. Let me see if we got another email since we started recording. Because sometimes people send them like, no, we didn't.
Yeah, send them emails in, man. Stop playing around.
Yeah.
You got two jobs to
Come
do.
On,
listen
y'all.
To the
it's
show.
It's the holidays, so what? People be busy.
Yeah, two jobs. Listen to the show and send an email. Boom.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry.
I don't know why this the font on this email is like that.
I'm going to have to talk to my family members.
They listen?
That part.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to talk to them.
I got to talk to this email, Atrice, because she sent an email, and the email is in some gray font.
Oh, she...
Can you see it?
She flipped
I can
it
see
it,
it basically, barely.
Flipped it.
But I can't see it on my computer, though.
Select all.
Oh,
and then highlight.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got it. This is from the homie, Atrice. It's for the favorite theme songs episode. It says, hi, B. Hi, Corey and L. No, hi B, Corey, and L.
What up?
Let me read it right. It says, I want to start this off by saying thank you to L and Corey for joining the show and adding to my friend's joy in his passion. Welcome, welcome. So glad you're here. I listen every week, but my emails come in the form of a phone call most times, but I'll do better. Yeah, she called me and talked to me about stuff that we say on the show.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I wanted to send y'all my favorite theme songs, way more than five because I had fun listening and singing these. It's not in any order of favorites. Jesus Christ, she wrote a book. Girlfriends.
My that was girlfriends.
Sex in the City. Golden Girls.
Thank you for being a friend.
Good Times.
Good Times.
Good time.
Reba.
I can't remember.
Reba
that
was
one.
You weren't gonna know that one.
Yeah, that was a
popular
it. One.
I just can't
was it,
remember.
Was it Reba singing the country?
It was
song?
Her singing.
She was okay. singing.
Living Single.
Yeah.
A Different World. Aretha Franklin version.
Oh
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You said remember she was married to Colonel Taylor.
Yeah, she was.
Yep.
Okay. Step by step.
In real life.
In real life. Yeah. Step by step. Day by day.
Step.
Yeah, there you go.
Day by
Family
day.
Matters.
Uh-huh.
Full House.
Uh-huh.
The Jeffersons.
Okay.
The Brady Bunch.
She just told her age.
Oh, yeah.
She's our age.
Oh, yeah. This next one really going to say it. Fraggle Rock.
Oh, she's my age.
Yeah. Nah, she ain't. Fraggle Rock was a classic. They used to eat them little, who used to eat the little crystal looking things?
I don't know. I'm too young for that.
Sesame Street. Okay. Tailspin.
Tailspin, yeah.
Power Rangers. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scooby Doo, The Flintstones. Oh, this one right here, Animaniacs.
Oh, you remember? They're Animaniacs.
That was after school shit right there.
3 o'clock.
Arthur. I never watched Arthur.
Yeah.
Really?
Arthur.
Never watched that. Reading Rainbow, because that came on PBS or some shit.
Yep.
Reading Rainbow, The Berenstain Bears.
Remember that?
Yep. Yes. Care Bears. Smurfs. Smurfs was good.
I can tell you how old she is.
Popeyes and the Jetsons.
I can tell you how she is.
How old?
She's at least, she's in the age range of 42, let's say 40 to 46. And if she's not that age range, she has an older sibling that's that age.
Mm. Treese, email us, djblazeshow@gmail.com and confirm whether or not L is right with
the
your
Smurfs.
Age range.
Smurfs don't even come on no more.
I watch the Smurfs, though.
Wait, come on.
on YouTube. Where I watched it?
Yeah.
I watched it on Cartoon Network.
Oh, yeah. We don't know how old you are, so it don't count. You watched it on Cartoon Network? Oh, in the early days of Cartoon Network when they had their own original programming.
Yep.
Yeah, it did. Smurfs. Do you know the copycat of the Smurfs?
The Snorks?
Come along, Snorks. Have some fun with the Snorks.
Which one
of you two people, thank you, Trees, for that email.
Yes, thank you.
Which one of you two think you have the best list for Christmas
My list.
Movies?
I wouldn't say I have the best list.
You don't think you got the best?
I have my personal favorite.
You think it? Okay, what about you?
My list is so... like it. Oh, that's a Christmas movie. That, you know, that's kind of my list. So,
Corey, you'll go last since you got the strongest list, and I'll go first because I think I have the weakest.
You got
Come on, B. Every week.
Dang, it's been like 4 weeks straight.
Last week I went last.
No, but you every week. No, but every week you like.
Oh, I think my week is lit.
I do.
My list is weak.
I do. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it.
All right.
I'm gonna start with my number five. A movie you guys haven't watched, so I know you won't know whether or not it's good or not. But Red One.
That's your number five.
That's my number five.
Didn't you just watch that?
I just did. Recency bias.
So yeah, it just happened to make the list already.
That's crazy.
You're 47 years old.
When did you watch that movie?
10 minutes ago.
It's on right now. It's criminal, cuz.
Come on.
But okay, so
you didn't even try.
Going into this movie. Oh, my number four really gonna make you say you didn't try. But going into this movie. You already know it's gonna be some silliness, some supernatural type stuff, some stuff that's not real or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you take away the realism out of it already.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about Santa Claus getting kidnapped, but it's like a modern Santa Claus where he in shape, he still got the beard, he's played by the farmer's guy, and it's a scene of him lifting weights, and that old nigga still in shape.
Who? The Rock?
The farmer's guy. Yeah, he's really in good shape. Like, you can see the cuts in his arm and the veins and shit. You see his veiny D.
Oh, hey, yo.
What?
My bad. Hey. I went too far.
Yeah, you went too far.
But it's about
this
him.
This is a Christmas list.
It's about, it's about him getting kidnapped or whatever by a Christmas witch or whatever. But then they got, like, Christmas stuff sprinkled into it. Like snow globes and Krampus and, you know, the reindeers in it, but they kind of like modern reindeer and, you know what I'm saying? So it got some modern stuff in it with like all of the little mythical stuff or whatever.
That's how that one with Tim,
Tim Burton?
No.
Tim the Two-Man Taylor?
Yeah, the one he was in.
Tim Allen.
What's it called? Yeah. It ain't on your list, so it don't matter.
Yeah, right.
One thing I don't like about it, because this is supposed to be a family movie.
Mm-hmm.
They say shit in the movie.
Yeah, they say shit everywhere, though.
Yeah, I don't like saying shit on a family movie. You might sprinkle in a damn, but saying shit, maybe ass, but shit,
ooh,
I don't know.
Definitely not ass,
not
though.
Ass. Maybe hell.
Definitely hell. But an ass, I don't, but a shit seem like shit, I don't know.
Shit and ass, like, are official curses. You can't use those in no sentence that...
You can't use them in what?
You can't use them in no sentence that would... basically let you say that in front of your parents.
I can't. My mama still spell cuss words.
Yeah,
and the only cuss word she'll spell is hell. She spell. She don't even say hell.
She go H-E-double-L?
No, she'll say H-E-L-L.
Quick. Would you say shit in front of your mama?
I don't. No. Right, I don't say dookie.
Would you say ass in front of your mama?
No, I don't say no cuss word. I don't say damn.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The only way I say hell is if I'm talking about the fictional place. And I might you'd be jokingly saying somebody going to hell, but other than that, but yeah, I don't. No, hell no. Yeah. I'm not cussing in front of my mama.
I ain't cursing.
No, and you better not cuss in front of my mama. You might get slammed. No, no, don't cuss in front of my mama.
Talk about cursing. How you curse? How you curse at me on the Texas this morning?
You cussed at me.
I didn't cuss at you.
You called me an asshole.
You called me a jackass.
What am I missing?
He sent the fuck the mad face with the cuss words on it. I'm gonna tell you. All right, so L does his
I'm literally looking back and forth between you both.
L does his song of the week. I mean, new music of the week, right?
Okay.
So I tell him, I ask him, I don't tell because he's a grown man. I ask him to send me the list so I have it ready, whatever the songs.
Mm-hmm.
This week, he just randomly sends me a link to SZA's album and to a song, Diamond Boy.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are you sending me this song? He said, if you want to add it to the album of the week. So I said, just send me the list. I don't use or have Apple Music. He said, okay. Don't act slow. You know what I was sending you that shit for with the cursive face emoji.
Oh, yeah, shit. I'm sorry.
And he said, catch up. So I said, I can't ask a question.
That's how you said it?
That's how I said
it. It wasn't whispered through
that's
the
how
through
I said. I can't ask a question.
You heard, you now, read, now, I can't now, ask a question.
Now I'm hurt.
That's how he heard.
Now I'm hurt. And people send me random things.
Give me. Look what he said. People send me
random things all the time. Last week you sent me a list. So then he sends me a list, and he sends the artist : SZA, album : SOS Deluxe, : Lana, songs low, track 19, Diamond Boy, track 4. And so I sent 5 crying laughing emojis. Jackass. Is this the only one? He said, LOL, yeah, that's it. I'd rather be a jackass than an asshole.
Oh my gosh.
But I think he meant than an asshole, but that's neither here nor
there. I mean, but which one is more dirtier?
What?
An asshole or a jackass?
An asshole. Uh-huh. If that person doesn't wash up.
Which one is more
up.
Dirty?
Yeah. Actually.
An asshole is nasty.
Huh?
An asshole is nasty.
Not my asshole. Bro. You want me to keep talking about my asshole?
Look, we done got sidetracked.
Are you going to talk about your number 5?
Let's get back into my number 5.
What's your number 5? Yeah. Talking about I cussed at you earlier.
You did.
You tried to get smart with me. You sent the cussing emoji.
I did say shit, though.
Oh, that was shit?
I'm old. I don't know what the emojis mean.
That's your excuse?
Boom. My number 5.
All that technology you got. Go ahead.
My number 5. Christmas movie has to be Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, that made an honorable mention for me.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Who else was in that with him?
Sinbad.
Yeah.
Sinbad. Oh, yeah, that's the one where they were trying to get
the toy. Turbo.
Okay. Yeah, I do remember that.
And matter of fact, I think that came out the same time that Tickle Me Elmo was going crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. Mm-hmm.
La 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 la. That was good, right?
Wow.
But that's my number 5.
That's scary.
That's to start off with.
Corey Sin, what's your number 5? For that sound to randomly come out of an adult without warning.
Yeah, I said Elmo.
Like a demon.
My number 5 is Jack Frost, starring Michael Keaton.
Oh, yeah.
He came back as a snowman when he died.
Oh,
he was walking and he
kind of was haunting his son, but his son, you know, getting his son back together because his son was so sad.
Okay.
He was sad that his daddy died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he made a wish with a magic harmonica and he came back to life.
Now, what got that on your list? What just made you feel?
It was just a real feel good movie. Yeah.
So at the top of this feel good movie is a nigga die.
What?
He died in the beginning, right?
I mean, yeah, but so it was a good movie.
Feel good.
And right. I love Michael Keaton, so.
Okay.
Batman.
He was in something recently.
Batman.
Oh, he was in, he was in something playing the Batman.
Yeah, The Flash. The Flash movie.
He was a Flash playing the old ass Batman, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Yeah. My number 4, I don't want to hear y'all guff. My number 4 is Carry On.
Are you kidding me?
The new movie?
Are you kidding me?
It's a Christmas movie.
He just watched it last week. He just mentioned it last week.
You definitely didn't do your
homework. You did not try.
I just did this last year.
It's barely a Christmas movie.
Who gives a fuck?
Unbelievable.
It's during Christmas time. It reminds you of everything Christmas. You can't travel.
No, don't.
Yes, it does. It was presents. It was a
who
bag.
Got a present?
There was under the tree at the house. Remember when they stuck in the house? It was a Christmas tree.
I don't know.
Niggas had to get somewhere for Christmas. They was struggling to get to where they needed to be. So, Carry On, my number 4.
Oh boy, where at? Where on my number 4?
Your number 4. It better be a great one.
Of course.
Okay, let's hear it.
Home Alone. Home Alone. I hope that was your number 1 too.
That made my number
Home
2.
Alone, when you watch this, when it comes on the TV, you know it's Christmas season.
that's something somebody, I can't remember who, but they're like, because they will run all the Home Alones back to back to back on whatever channel, like, was it Freeform? One of them channels, they would have all of the Home. What, Freeform used to be another network. What was it called? ABC? ABC something.
I never heard of it.
You never, you have. That's what Grown-ish used to come on Freeform.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was called ABC Family, I think. That's what it used to be called.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, that's my number four. Yeah, Home Alone. And really, it should be higher up the list, but I didn't want to be the regular cookie cutter. Oh, he likes the Charlie Brown Christmas. Oh, he likes this.
Why not? It's your list.
It's your list. Who cares what they think?
But y'all can disparage my list because I put crawl.
No. Don't do that. You list did not movies try. That's
playing now this, that came out.
That literally just came out. Who cares?
It could be
out.
Great.
Is it your favorites? I don't even think they're your real favorites.
It's definitely not the favorites. Look.
Your number
You didn't four. Even have a witty comeback just
What's
now?
Your number four?
How the Grinch Stole Christmas, starring Jim Carrey.
Derivative.
We knew it. Yep. I'm surprised it's not higher, really.
Nah, the Grinch,
my homeboy loves
that's
that
three?
Movie.
That's three?
Nah. Number three? It's number four.
It's a part on that movie that they used as a, what's that guy's name? Travis Scott song. When the beat change up and it'd be like doom, doom, and they use Jim Carrey doing hum,
That's, he was like that.
Yes, yes. They use that like on that, man. That shit tripped me out, man. But yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Jim Carrey played them characters.
He did.
Yes, he really does.
My number three is your number four, and your number two.
Oh, okay. He tried at number three.
I tried at the other ones. What are you talking about?
Because
I knew y'all niggas was gonna use some. Y'all niggas was gonna use some stuff that everybody uses, which is apparently the case.
It makes everyone feel nostalgic. Nostalgic. Sorry.
That's how like Glorilla say it.
Glorilla.
It's a video.
You know, I'm feeling real nostalgic right now.
It's a video of them
nostalgic,
getting her to say NBA players' names, trying to be funny, and she says all of them basically correctly. Like Glorilla, she was on some red carpet or something. Like Glorilla, we love your accent. Can we get you to say these names? And then you could tell halfway through she was like pissed off at it, but she did it anyway. Mm-hmm. But I didn't like that video because they were basically picking
it's
out.
It's kind of humiliating.
Yeah,
her.
Yeah.
That's rude.
But anyway, yeah, that's my number.
I'll slap somebody for glow.
Number three, Home Alone, because it's Christmas time. They were traveling and they got held up going to Paris because somebody had a carry-on bag that has some dangerous stuff in it. So
that's carry-on. That mixed it up with your number four.
That wasn't. But Home Alone, Christmas time.
Home Alone.
It's a video that's going that went viral now of a lady, and she was like acting like she was the neighbor of the Home Alone neighbor.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I saw that on Instagram, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's my number three. El, what's your number three?
My number three, see, I had a toss up on this one, but I'm just going to.
A toss up.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Toss up. I had a toss up.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, New York.
National Lampoon's Vacation.
That's a good one.
Granddad.
That's a classic.
You better leave him alone.
You just mad because your ass is old. Nah, I'm just joking.
But the brother of the, what's his name? Shit, that's my favorite.
Chevy Chase.
What was his name in the?
You got a computer right there.
Yeah, I ain't got it. Don't worry about it. His brother is a nut.
His brother.
Start with a D.
David?
Nah. Oh, well. But that was my number three.
Shout out to National Lampoon's.
Christmas Vacation. Christmas Holiday.
What was the first one? Family Vacation?
No, the first one was the Christmas one, and then they did the Family Vacation. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Word. Shout out to your number three. What's your number three, Corey, saying?
The Last Holiday with Queen Latifah and LL Cool J.
Mm-hmm. Kind of recent.
Nowhere near as recent as yours.
That's what we doing now.
No, you know what? See, because yours came out what 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, yours did come out.
Nah, when did The Last Holiday come out? Because since you wanna,
probably like 2011.
I can't even see you watching the stuff. Be like, oh man, it's my favorite Christmas.
2006.
This don't say the 2006. The name of the show isn't Favorites.
That's almost 20.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Yeah.
With a okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Now we're being technical about it, y'all. Go ahead.
Be easily.
You know what? What's your number two? Go ahead. We don't care.
Go ahead, Mr. Be Easily.
Girl, shut the fuck up. I ain't got to explain shit to you. Fuck. Ain't say the shit about shit, just say it, bitch. It's just simple. Damn.
Who you think y'all talking to over here? I run shit here. You just live here. Shoe program, nigga. Thank y'all talking to. Shit, I got drops over here.
You really needed backup?
Yeah, I did need backup for you. Hyenas. My number two, I'm sure I'm getting a lot of guff for y'all for this one. Friday After Next.
Ooh.
That's my number two.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good
I'll
one.
Give you that.
Yeah. That's on my list too.
Yeah. You know, it's in Christmas. The Santa Claus cripple, Santa Claus something. He's stealing.
Yeah, whatever
everybody.
He was doing. Yeah. Yeah.
That name's funny.
And that goes back to last episode with crazy ass Cat Williams talking about Ricky Smiley and that scene. And I think it's a whole bunch of misunderstanding.
I'm not a boy, Damon.
Yeah. Oh, that was in it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like my fish wet and squirmy.
That's the line you got from that movie. That's the line you got from that book.
He said, nigga, did you just pee on me?
Mine is, don't be sorry, ho, be careful.
Be careful.
Yeah, that's my line right there. Holy moly donut shop.
Classic.
It's a whole lot of lines in that movie.
Yes, yeah, it is.
It's a whole lot of, like, I think, did my cousin say this one to me one time? He's like, man, it's small in here. No, you big in here.
Oh, that's when they were stuck in the booth.
Yeah, uh-huh. Hey, I hear you. He's like, hey, I hear you hired two new security guards to arrest my grandmama and thing. Yeah. Yeah, that's my number two, though.
Yeah, that's a good number two.
That's a good
I
one.
Think all of us going to have the same number one.
Nah, we ain't.
I bet you. What's your number two?
My number two is Bad Santa.
Oh, God, I hate that movie.
You just told me you hate that movie.
I hated it.
Why though?
Because I don't like, so like movies like Bad Santa, well, movies when they got a character that's like overly dumb.
Don't care.
Dumb. Like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, like, I didn't like Dumb and Dumber.
I don't like that.
Hate that movie.
It was too dumb. And the little boy was just too dumb. He was smart. He was smarter than he was dumb. And he kept asking, telling me, you want me to fix you a sandwich? Shut up.
That was funny, though. That's the funniest part. They would tell him to go fix it, and he'd disappear.
I turned it off because I was watching that the day before I watched Red One.
Oh, for real? Yeah. That's the first time you seen it?
Bad Santa?
Yeah.
No, I saw it a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Parker was in it. He's a bad actor, too. That's why he ain't got no. He could have been.
He died.
That ain't got nothing to do with him being a bad actor.
I know, but everybody
was gonna be unapologetic.
Everybody usually say rest in peace.
Oh,
he,
nah,
you know, but you know.
And then he had his ass. Nope. It was one scene in that movie where he had him. He was picking him up. And they was dancing together, and he says he was like, "You want another drink?" He was like, "Nah." And this shit funny because Mr. Parker was thick, but he was like, he was like, "You a lightweight or whatever? You know what I'm saying? You can't drink." And he was like, "I'm 91 pounds." I was like, "Thick ass man, 91 pounds." But he got a big head. But yeah, shout out to Mr. Parker.
Yeah, that's my number.
He can't act though.
You think he can't?
Nah, go back to the scene when they were sitting at the bar and he was like trying to convince him to keep doing the scam.
Yeah.
Just the way he read his lines, like he's not.
Yeah, but you got to think about it. Sometimes they might not be able to get that line off the way they want to get that line off.
Sometimes it's not bad actors.
Let me tell you this one thing. Let me start off my rebuttal with this. I don't got to think about shit.
Yeah, well, think about that.
I thought that too. I was like, well, maybe it's this. But then he kept going on with it. And I was like, a better actor would deliver that line differently and the conversation would flow. Like, it would be like a millisecond of a pause that he would do after Billy Bob Thornton would say his line. Mm-hmm. And it would just be a pause that wouldn't be in a real conversation. You know what I'm saying? And it's nitpicky, but
yeah,
when you're on a movie with Billy Bob Thornton, Bernie Mac, and some of the other people they had in the movie, mm-hmm. you should do it. And I think he was just hired just because they needed a little person.
You think so?
Yeah, they need a little person to play that role.
Ah, they got other little people that could use.
Back then, who was the little person? What's back
that?
Then?
The other? Well, I was gonna say the other big head one. the white guy that played in the
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Thrones. Him.
No, he wasn't. Man, he wasn't out back then like that.
Oh yes, he was.
You think so?
Yeah. They had little people now.
They did, but not acting. See, Mr. Parker.
No, there was actually more little people acting back then than now.
You think there was a bigger artist than him, bigger actor than him?
A little person?
Yeah.
No,
I'm saying big
probably
as him.
Not. Probably not.
See, that's what I'm saying.
You stupid though. That
he can't act. He couldn't act. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how he did when he climbed over the thing on Friday. He was climbed over the little fence.
Going at the
wait, do that sound effect again.
Goddamn preacher.
Going at the Bernie Mac.
Yeah. His name Tony something.
Tony, yeah.
His name Tony something.
Right,
yeah.
Goddamn
so preacher. Ridiculous.
Called him Mr. Parker.
Goddamn devil. That's what he called him.
Goddamn devil.
Devil.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get over like, I get you.
Yeah. Little shit like that I'd be picking up on movies. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's your number two? What's your number two?
Mine?
Yeah. His is bad sounding. My homeboy Chad love bad sounding, too.
Bad sounding is a cult classic.
Yeah, it is. So good. Oh, man. Until they made it part two.
Part two was all right, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even watch that shit.
I like the girl.
Okay, my number two is Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Shout out to DJT. DJT?
Yeah, we waiting. Go ahead.
Right.
DJT.
Your favorite president.
Stupid.
Oh, he was in that movie.
He was in that movie. Yeah, he was an asshole in that movie.
He was
too.
In front of the Trump Tower, right?
Was they in front? Or did they shoot it inside it?
Yeah, there was. I think
I don't know where. Let me take that back. I don't know, but he was in it in the hotel.
He was in that hotel. It wasn't Trump Tower.
It was in a hotel.
It was. Though. It was the other hotel.
You stupid.
Like,
yeah.
DJT. I'm like
Donald Trump.
The bird woman in the park that helped him out.
Yeah. So he had real backup in part two.
He did. What was they called? The wet bandits?
Yeah.
No, they became the sticky bandits. The wet bandits was part one.
Oh, there was
when
a sticky
he was just leaving the faucet.
The water
was
on. Yeah.
So there's a sticky bandit.
And then
part
he became
two.
He put tape around his hand and just was put his hand in like the Santa donation bin.
Oh,
and
taking it.
Mad pennies and nickels.
The sticky
he
bandits.
He was the stupidest criminal.
Yeah, yeah.
He Marv. Was hilarious, yeah.
Marvin.
Anytime Marv. He screamed, I laughed. Mm.
Yeah. That was the one with the hair.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He played in something else that was so serious later on in life. I can't think of it right now, but anyway. So that's your number two, Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, this is amazing. All of us. Well, no, we didn't all have different ones. I thought your number two was Home Alone.
No, I said Home Alone, but Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2.
Oh, okay.
I said Home Alone, but, you know, it's a
Home
series,
Alone 2. Home Alone.
But Home Alone 2.
My number one.
Specifically.
I think all of us have the same number one.
What?
Trading Places.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah. I got Trading
that's
Places.
That's not your number one?
Uh-uh, that's not my number one.
My number one is Trading Places. That's Trading Places. I don't know if it still is. It may not be right now, but it used to be on my top five movies of all time.
I never looked at it as a holiday movie, even though it is. I just never looked at it as a holiday.
It's not a holiday movie, but for me.
Because it takes place
during
Christmas. Yeah.
And one of the major scenes is when, what's his name? He went to the party drunk with his
Dan Aykroyd
suit on.
His name in the movie.
Oh, wait.
Winthorpe.
I thought it was, what was it? It was Mortimer and who was the other one?
Randolph Mortimer.
Yeah.
$5.
Yeah, when
maybe
he went,
I'll go to the movies
when he went to that
by myself.
Party,
yeah.
That was on the verge of being just
too silly.
Like, no, it was nasty, but it changed the movie.
What?
The Christmas party?
Yeah, when he went to the movie.
Change the how
he put the daggone salmon in his shirt.
Yeah,
and then he took it out and ate it.
And it was in his beard.
Yeah,
it was like salmon. I thought I didn't know.
I don't know what it was. I don't think it was salmon.
It was ham.
It was like a red snapper.
It was solid.
It was a big ass.
But I thought he was eating. I thought he was eating ham. He was biting ham.
Nah, it was.
No, it wasn't ham. It was some type of fish.
Yeah, it was almost disturbing.
It was really? So nasty. Man. Ugh.
But that was my. That was
well, that he was at rock bottom.
Yeah, he was.
And we saw titties in that movie too.
Yes. What's her name?
Tell me how you cut him.
What's her name? That's the second
Jamie Lee
time.
Curtis, y'all. Jamie come Jamie on. I need y'all second, to get on it.
That's the second time you see her titties. Because I think. You
oh, she was like titty queen. Live. Like back, then, back in yeah. the day when she first you came out, she was what? Ready to. True. No, you never saw her breasts in True Lies. After that.
True Lies was PG-13. Yeah,
yeah. You never saw her breasts in True Lies.
Wait, on a
prom night.
Yeah, that was PG-13.
She was. She got.
She was a scream queen.
No, she didn't get naked. It was a scene in True Lies where
bikini.
She was in a bra.
She was in
brown
panties, and he got her to do a little dance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now lay down and close your eyes.
Yeah, but when you're 10 years old, that's naked.
Yeah, it is. And you harder than a damn. Your thing hard. You got a thing when you that old.
Your little thing.
Your little thing. Gracious.
Throbbing. What's your number one then?
Since y'all number two, y'all number ones are the same. My number one is A Christmas Story.
The old ass movie?
Old ass movie. I watch it every
Is A Christmas,
Christmas
Story the one with the three
Ralphie?
We don't.
Oh, that's that
he
one.
Wanted, he wanted an artificial Red Rider BB gun.
Artificial?
Artificial. It was fake.
That's oh, he wanted an artificial.
Yeah. It was a fake BB gun, but it was a BB gun.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, Red Rider was a BB gun?
Mm-hmm.
That was the brand.
What's the I'm thinking Red Flyer.
That was the wagon. The wagon.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And you know, that's with the leg lamp.
The leg lamp?
Mm-hmm. His father won it.
Okay. I've never seen the movie.
Me either.
What?
Yeah. Nah. That's trash.
The only part of that
You're bugging.
The only part of that movie I remember a lot, which is a big scene, is when he get his tongue stuck to the pole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's a classic.
I did that
I
in real
love
life.
That movie.
Not on a pole, pause, but
yes, you did.
On like a
Hey, here we go.
I ain't gotta explain shit to you.
So what was it?
I did the same thing.
If it wasn't
it
a
was
pole,
on a ice cube.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't how long did it stay stuck?
Not long, because all you got to do is get more moisture around it, and it'll, you know what I'm saying?
That's what she said.
Yeah. Pause. I got an honorable mention.
Okay, what's your honorable mention?
I got a couple honorable mentions, but I'm only going to say one.
Okay.
Gremlins.
Oh,
I
that
love
is
Gremlins.
Christmas. That was a super Christmas time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was the second one in Christmas time, too?
I don't remember.
I only watched both of them once.
When you was a kid too, right?
Yeah, I'm not watching them again. It's scary. Those two critters, I'm not watching that shit.
Okay.
Critters are scary as fuck.
They were ugly. I'll tell you that.
Little balls that shoot out.
And
then they start.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mutating.
No, not
they
critters.
Were like,
critters
like
mutating.
Round little. Fluff.
No, I was talking about.
You talking
gremlins.
About gremlins? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about critters.
Oh. They're ugly.
My stepdad had all of them on the same tape. Critters, Gremlins, Alien was the last one.
And you watched them all?
Yeah, that was his movies. He just would watch them every night. Like what he do, like when he getting ready for work, he just have movies or TV playing. He ironing his.
For work? In the morning?
No. He ironed all his clothes for the week on Sunday.
That's a progressive man.
All that starch. yeah. Nah, he get the solution and put it in the spray bottle. He do the real.
For real?
Oh.
Yeah, he do the real shit. Y'all play niggas. He don't do that canned shit.
Damn.
But yeah,
I just
anyway.
Use water.
To what?
To iron.
That must be some New York shit. No. Cause that ain't starch.
I wasn't buying starch.
Yeah, we talking starch here.
I know what you mean. Yeah. My grandmother had plenty of cans.
Okay. All right. So Chris, what's the honorable mention for you?
The Holiday. Featuring Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz, Jack Black, and I want to say Jude Law. Yeah.
You got any more?
Yeah, Christmas Carol, starring Jim Carrey, of course.
Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
A Christmas Carol, that's the one with the three ghosts?
Yeah, he was Scrooge-ish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a remake?
Yeah. And then...
Who played the ghost?
Oh, I can't remember. I don't remember. And then Rise of the Guardians. It's a newer movie. It's an animated movie, a family movie.
I know. It's newer.
That's why it had it's an honorable mention.
It had like a, wasn't it like a, like fighting in it or some shit?
Yeah, they had Santa, the Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy, Jack Frost, and
so
the
was
Sandman.
It a Christmas movie or was it?
It was based around the holiday.
Oh, okay.
But multiple holidays. But Santa was like one of the most popular characters in that movie besides Jack Frost. So the fact that those two were
in it. Technically, I'm glad you left that off your list.
What's the problem, huh, B? What's the problem? Press that button, because I ain't got to explain a motherfucking thing
press
to you.
Press it.
I don't know what you did.
Press it. I ain't did nothing. I just got made sure the volume was up. But
I don't
press
believe
it.
You.
Press
I feel
it.
Like it's different now.
Press it. That's what
see,
it is.
See, I knew it.
It's been changed.
I knew it.
Yeah, it's been changed.
I knew you did that.
But yeah.
What? My bad.
Nothing.
You don't have no more?
Nah, that's it.
I'm email sorry. Us, djblazeshow @gmail.com. Let us know your Christmas.
Top five Christmas movies that came out last year, at least.
And it's today, y'all listening. Hopefully, y'all listening on Wednesday. It's Christmas. Maybe you get to see Mariah Carey open up for the... you don't like that song?
No, she just don't need to sing it anymore.
Why?
She don't sound the same.
Maybe it'll be a track. Or maybe she got rest and she got some tea with honey. And then she sound better. But maybe you get to see Mariah Carey open up the Houston Texans. I forgot who they're playing. I think they're playing Baltimore. Yeah, they're playing Baltimore on Netflix. And they're playing. And Beyonce going to do the halftime show.
On Netflix? Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that game is going to be on Netflix. And the Steelers playing the Chiefs.
Get
on Netflix
here.
Also. Mm. Yeah. Because it's some kind of rule.
They not doing it live, are they?
Yeah, it's live.
On Netflix?
Yep, and I think
not
I know.
To watch it.
Nah, but I think I know why. Remember the other week when I said that? Remember the boat that cut the line?
Yeah, the internet.
I think that's what happened that day.
I'm gonna tell you why that did not happen.
Why?
Because when was it last year? They did, or was it even earlier this year? I think it was last year, but they did a Love Is Blind reunion, and they were like 3 hours delayed, and it was a live reunion. Netflix is just not prepared to do live shows.
But see, Netflix runs on Amazon servers.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon does their thing. They do like a lot of like the streaming stuff that we use.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix is on that same one, like Prime, and Prime do NFL games every week.
Mm-hmm.
With no buffering. So I don't think it was Netflix's fault.
I hope not, because last time last live I saw it was their fault.
Well,
so we said stay tuned, everybody.
No, the last one, but I'm saying the last one wasn't their fault. I think the last one was the internet being the line being cut fault. Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned.
I hope so.
Was the fight live?
Yeah, that fight was live.
And that was on Netflix too, right?
Yeah, but it was around, I want to say that happened the same time
that was after, right?
No, it was like around the same week that being said that got cut.
Because when the fight went live, it was a whole lot of people that watched Love Is Blind, and we were all on Twitter like, yeah, if y'all thought they couldn't do Love Is Blind, they definitely damn sure wasn't doing this.
But I wonder what
like we weren't shocked.
So when I was watching it on my phone, like mm-hmm. watching the fight, because I was coming from my cousin's house. When I was watching it on my phone, I didn't have no problems.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got home and was watching it at home, that's when it started buffering. But mm-hmm. by that time, I didn't care.
Right.
So, but
we'll see.
Hopefully they get it straight.
I hope they get it straight.
Yeah,
because ain't that your favorite team? That's playing.
Yep. Steelers?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I heard they got beat
last week. They got beat
by the Ravens?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a couple of turnovers, but I ain't worried. We still in the playoffs.
Okay.
I'm still going to see them play in 2 weeks, so.
Are you going to their game?
Yep.
That's nice.
Yep. I'm going to be in there hooting and hollering. I was trying to find another song to go out with, but.
What do you think is the best hip hop song
this one?
Christmas.
This
no
one.
Way.
DMX Rudolph the Red No Reindeer.
No way.
What's better than this?
Shiny nose.
Hollis Queens. It's Christmas time, man. Hollis Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard.
It don't. This got
That's
everything.
Real black of him.
It was.
This beat is just too good.
Yeah, you might be right.
And it got rapping and singing. And you can.
This is like on the verge of pop. This ain't niggerish.
Nah.
Yeah, everybody.
Even the this, cause I started to play the Snoop Dogg song that's in the on the beginning of Friday. Yeah. Something about the ghetto. Yeah.
I hate that song.
Everybody don't live in the ghetto.
I hate that song.
The Run DMC song is cool, but it just sound too dated.
It's the beat. It's the beat sounds good, but the rapping is dated.
Yeah, the rapping is dated.
Because
yeah.
the bells and shit like that sound good.
That sound dated, and this right here sound kind of nostalgic for some reason.
It do. Okay.
My favorite. No, you know what the best hip-hop Christmas song?
Oh, boy.
It's Players Ball.
You see how we stopped for like 20 minutes. Like
that was a real strong silent moment.
How's your Christmas song?
Because that song, I'll play it after the show. But that song is a Christmas song. It was on a Christmas album. It don't sound like it because they don't really talk about nothing. But in the beginning, he say it's beginning to look a lot like, and then he stopped. And then, but it really was a Christmas song. They got it to put on a Christmas album, and then. Okay. It just took off, but yeah, so
go
it's technically
it.
A Christmas
I'm not going
song.
With that.
You ain't got to go with it. You can
I'm
go
not
home.
Going with
How about
you.
That?
That's fine. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up, yo.
All right.
Wrap it up.
the song was at the end.
And Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
Merry Christmas.
Thank y'all for checking us out this
week. I guess we'll go out with
this song, y'all can find me at on Instagram at Corysen.
You can find me at L.E.L. Murphy on Facebook.
And you can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. Email us again this year. Your favorite Christmas movies. DJBlazeShow@gmail.com. Thank you guys for listening. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey.
It's your boy L.
And we out.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.